Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gibby Brack. Batting second. The second baseman, George Sherin. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Pitko. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Weintraub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Del Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack takes first base on ball four. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin bunts towards the mound. Bryant fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bryant. Brack moves to third. Sherin moves to second. Alex Pitko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brack scores. Sherin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a pop-up towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arnovich throws the ball into Sherin, who tags Collins, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brack, who is chasing the ball. Gerges reaches third base with a triple. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Pitko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brack hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 0 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Pitko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 1 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gibby Brack now playing left field. Maury Arnovich now playing center field. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Weintraub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brack hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Pitko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 0 for 2 in the game. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pitko moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, The Cubs won, and the Phillies won. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up beyond third. Jordan can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day bunts towards third. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Collins moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bryant strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Brack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Herman applying the tag. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jordan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gibby Brack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Pitko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitko is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pitko hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weintraub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherin moves to second. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the mound. Paso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Pitko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-3 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Jordan reaches second base with a double. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein pinch hits for Dell Young. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jordan moves to third. Two outs. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Claude Paso. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Bryant covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.